RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Are you just tired of not knowing how to eat out there already? How about some simple rules for healthy eating? We have our go-to culinary nutritionist, registered dietitian and chef, Abby Gelman, is here to be able to help us wade through all the craziness out there. Chef Abby, welcome to Her Radio again.
Yay. Hi, Pam.
All right. Let's dig in here. Now, what do we got? We have all kinds of rules here. Let's start with one that you love. It's get as much nutrition as possible from a variety of completely unprocessed foods.
Yeah, this is my favorite. So I call these green light foods. And the other rule of thumb, just to think about, like, how do you know how completely unprocessed it is? You want to eat foods that look as close as how they would appear in nature. So an apple is an apple, a banana is a banana, and, you know, and so on and so forth. So the less it looks like it does from where it came from, the more processed food it is.
Oh, I love that. That's such a perfect rule. It's got, well, you know how they also say, if your grandmother doesn't recognize it, don't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another similar thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love that so much. So we're looking at, you know, fruits, vegetables, but it also includes fish, poultry, eggs that haven't been processed, brown rice over white rice, whole grains over refined grain. We love that. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, so when you look at processed foods, it's everywhere. Do you think it's really, you know, Chef Abby, come on. Do you really think it's realistic to avoid them?
No, it's really difficult. And that's why I say green light, yellow light, and red light food. So we just talked about green light food. These lightly processed foods would be yellow light food. So everything in moderation and things like pasta. You're not going to go mill your own flour and make your own pasta every day. But there's a good chance you're going to go buy a box of pasta. So something like that would be a yellow light food. So I would also say in that case, try to make it whole grain. Again, less processed, but it's still, you know, somewhat processed because it is a box of pasta.
What about red light foods?
Red light foods would be anything really heavily processed that is like a, you know, we like to call them science fair projects, right? So, everything in moderation. Try not to have them, you know, but if you have them every once in a while, these things happen. So that would be things like cookies, like those bags of heavily processed cookies, or really heavily processed bread, white bread that is essentially all chemicals. If you look at the nutrition label and you don't know what any of the ingredients are, you can't pronounce them. You don't know what they are. They aren't recognizable as any kind of food product you've ever seen or heard of. You know, that would be a heavily processed red light food.
Or something I love to call a science fair project.
Exactly.
Okay, we like that. So, you know, and what you were talking about were things that come in boxes and bags. And these are made to be preserved on shelves for a long time.
Right, like the inside of the grocery store.
You got it, man. There it is. Yep. And so on the outside of the grocery store is kind of where we want to go. But there's another rule, and that is, come on, eat as much home-cooked food as possible.
Exactly. And when we say home-cooked, we don't mean going to get a box out of the frozen food section. We mean you're going and you're buying the fruits and the vegetables and the meat and the eggs and the fish and whatever else, and you're actually cutting and slicing and dicing and cooking something. You're not just putting it into the microwave or throwing something frozen into the oven. So it allows you to control what ingredients you use. And chances are, you know, much higher that it's less processed or not processed at all. You have full control over everything and how you flavor it, how much salt, how much fat, like what, you have control over what you put in your body then. And most of the time, it's so much healthier than anything you would buy anywhere else that's processed.
Yeah, you know, and do you think, I mean, I do, that people are cooking much less. And,
yeah,
you know, it's work. You got to sit there, flavor it. You got to work it. You know, they're more than happy to spend hours and hours and hours choosing a computer or, you know, spending time trying to find the perfect wardrobe. But when it comes to nutrition, not so much. I mean, we've got cobwebs in people's ovens. You know, we've got to get back to this, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think people are scared because they don't know how to do it. And it can be scary. What if it doesn't work out? What if it tastes bad? And other people think it just takes too long. It's too much effort. And I spend a lot of time talking to people about, here are easy, simple, straightforward recipes that will take you less than half an hour, that you don't have to do that much cutting or slicing or dicing, and things that are straightforward and healthy and easy and manageable. It's all about organization and knowing your boundaries and kind of getting comfortable.
Well, then now we're going to take these same kind of rules that we've been talking about, and now we're going to apply them to eating out. You know, I'm always looking for user-friendly places to eat, right?
Yeah.
And so there's more options out there than ever before. But, you know, this is something you've got to take everywhere with you, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So I know we've talked about cooking methods before. You know, you need to know what you're walking into. So try to go someplace that you know they are cooking and not using processed foods in the kitchen. Try to go someplace, don't order anything fried. Don't order, you know, try to look for grilled and sauteed or baked, roasted, these kinds of cooking methods that are healthier things. And don't go in and buy the giant plate of pasta, or if you do, get half of it or a quarter of it and get something else. Like, know to get the lean protein, know to get some vegetables with your meal. Try to think about how you would cook at home and apply that into the restaurant setting.
Yeah, you know, and I want to back up here for a second, too, and that is this whole issue of everything in moderation. You know, obviously, I wrote The Hunger Fix, the relationship between food and addiction, and I always use two golden little rules, and you and I have talked about this before, and that is, if you have a food or beverage in front of you, ask yourself two questions. The first question is, if I consume this, will I feel loss of control? The second question, if I consume this, will I feel shame, blame, and guilt?
Right.
And, you know, if you say yes and yes, then whatever's sitting in front of you, I don't care what it is and where it came from, it ain't working for you. So, you know, that's why, you know, I always say there's a caveat to that, everything in moderation, because there are people who have really strong addictive problems with a lot of the mostly processed foods. And so I think that that's really important. And, you know, the last rule I think is really important. Eat with other people, especially people you care about, as often as possible. What do you have to say about that, Chef Abby?
I love that because, one, it makes you more likely to cook if you invite people over for dinner or you know you're all sitting down together at a meal, and you eat slower. Like, you're engaging with other people. You're happier. You're talking. You're involved in, you know, life and things, and it kind of makes you more mindful about things outside of yourself, and you're not sitting there shoveling food by yourself.
And there's no more sitting back and just doing the lonely thing and just piling on the food and binging.
Right.
I love this.
Right.
Chef Abby, you've been fabulous in helping us understand rules for healthy eating. Everyone, go on over to culinarynutritioncuisine.com. Learn more about Chef Abby's marvelous work. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you've got a health question, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.